Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we hear from Father Anietti Okure, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. Father Anietti is calling today from Manila with a preaching entitled, Salvation for All Peoples and All Nations.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed along with some other believers to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the believers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. The word of the Lord. From the time Christianity spread beyond the confines of converts from Judaism, the church has battled the tendency to make specific cultural practices a universal norm and even the essence of Christianity. Today's first reading highlights such challenge. Some Jewish converts insisted that unless non-Jews were circumcised according to Jewish practices, they could not be saved. The Lord Jesus himself tried in diverse ways to liberate the followers from such limited mindset that undermines the universality of the Christian message. His teaching on the new wine, new wineskins, his comments that the Sabbath was made for mankind and not mankind for the Sabbath, his discourse with the Samaritan woman at the well that true worshippers worship God neither on the Samaritan mountain nor in Jerusalem, highlights the universality of salvation. Yet, some Jewish followers of Jesus, some converts, failed to grasp his teaching, insisting that non-Jews must first take on Jewish identity markers to be authentic Christians. They failed to understand that the grace of God is a gift to all peoples of all cultures who are pleasing to God. About 2,000 years later, this mindset persists among some Christians who think others must embrace their social and cultural norms before they can be authentic Christians. They fail to understand that Jesus, the Word made flesh, is incarnate in every culture and among all peoples of the world. In 1951, in his encyclical Evangelii Preconis, Pope Pius XII emphasized that the messenger of Christ must not transmit his culture to foreign soil to propagate it. Rather, the messenger of the gospel is to teach the principles of Christian life and morality that fit into any culture, provided it be good and sound and gives that culture greater force in safeguarding human dignity. Today's reading calls us to examine whether our ministry enables people to see and understand that the incarnate Word has taken up dwelling among them. Gracious God, enlighten our minds to the truth of the universal gospel. Grant us the courage to acknowledge our errors. Liberate us from the exclusivist mindset. Make us faithful ministers of the universal message of the gospel. Amen.